It's February the 1st. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville, and thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. Here's your Wednesday morning sports. Well, it's signing day all across the country. High school football players and transfers are deciding what colleges they're going to go to. And at Texas A&M, what started out to be like it might be somewhat of a disappointing day has turned a whole lot better. That was with the signing at 7:18 this morning of Edmund Ray, and that was a surprise. He was a Missouri commit, 6'5". 290-pound defensive end from St. Louis, Missouri. Here's who Texas A&M is saying so far has signed with the Aggies. Now, four of them were already on campus. They were early enrollees. They were Otis Jacobs, a defensive back from Covington, Louisiana. Kenneth Marshall, a defensive back from South Houston. Darrell Walker, a wide receiver out of Athens, Texas. And also, of course, the quarterback out of Houston, Matt Davis, out of Klein Forest. Again, those were early enrollees who had already signed with Texas A&M. You add Edmund Ray to the mix, and a signee just now signed Michael Richardson, a 6'2 defensive end from DeSoto, Texas. And earlier this morning, Kimo Tapoti, an offensive lineman from Hurst, Texas. Again, this afternoon, we'll have the whole list. You can keep up with the Aggie signees on TexAgs radio show from 9 to 11 this morning on 1150 a.m. The Bellucci Hour from noon to 1 from the Tap will also talk about recruiting and the signing class, and Coach Kevin Sumlin will talk about the class at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and you can hear that over on 1150 a.m. The Zone. All right, now let's talk Aggie basketball. Aggies and the Baylor Bears, it's the Battle of the Brazos tonight. A little bit after 8 o'clock will be the tip-off. The Aggies, again, will be without Chris Middleton and Courtney Robertson. Point guard Dash Harris is going to be a game-time decision for A&M. A chance for the Aggies to get a signature win as they go into the home stretch of the conference schedule. But Baylor is tough. They're ranked 6th in the nation. Here's Billy Kennedy.
You have to be able to move the ball side to side, and you have to be able to drive it. You know, I think we attacked the zone really good against them the second half. The first half, it's an adjustment. Mm-hmm. So you don't play teams that do that.
Yes.
And then their talent level all across the back line, all three of those guys will most likely play in the NBA. Two of them for sure will play in the NBA, and Quincy Miller and Perry Jones. So, you know, you got to get offensive rebounds, you got to get some transition baskets, and when you get the opportunity to get an open shot, you got to make it. Yeah. We shot the ball horribly up there the first half, and we can't have that.
We'll have the game for you right here on 1620 tonight with the pregame starting at 7:30. Now in Lubbock, you got a top 25 matchup for women's basketball. Lady Red Raiders of Texas Tech hanging into the rankings at number 25, going against an A&M team that's just kind of glad that January is done. The defending national champions lost to three unranked conference opponents last month as they look forward to February now that'll include two meetings with top-ranked Baylor. But first things first, Tech started the season 14-0. Were ranked number 10 in the country, and then they lost five straight before they broke back into the win column this past Saturday with a four-point win over Texas in Lubbock. A&M sunk from 8th to 18th in the rankings after going 5-3 in January. We'll carry the game on 1150 a.m. tonight with the pregame starting at 6:45. High school basketball last night, the Consolidated boys over Coppers Cove 87-76, so they keep a share of the district lead. Alex Caruso scored 28 points. Quentin White had 23. Consol and co-leader Harker Heights will play Friday at Tiger Gym. The Tiger girls beat Cove 61-34 with Blair Schaefer scoring 19 as they will have a showdown for the district title Friday with Harker Heights on the road. Bryan girls lost to 8th-ranked Lady Knights of Harker Heights 74-12. Last night, the Bryan boys lost to Harker Heights 64-37. Some other results we found, Brazos Christian boys and girls both beat Conroe Covenant. Bryan Boss led the boys with 20, and Tara McCurdy led the BC girls with 20. Speaking of high school sports, tomorrow is a big day as the UIL will announce its biannual realignment. There are questions on whether Bryan and A&M Consolidated will stay in the Central Texas District or be sent to the I-45 corridor or even be split up. We will have that news for you, of course, tomorrow. Reports are that Texas A&M has a new linebackers coach, and he's Matt Wallerstedt from Air Force. Wallerstedt has been at Air Force since 2008 and worked 2 years for then-Falcon defensive coordinator Tim DeRuiter before DeRuiter came to A&M. Wallerstedt was promoted to defensive coordinator in 2010. Previously, Wallerstedt was at Kansas State for 2 years. He's also been at Arizona State, Fort Hays State, Emporia State, Wyoming, North Alabama, and Akron. Aggie baseball season starts 2 weeks from Friday in the new and improved Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. The Aggies are ranked in the top seven in all four recognized preseason polls, but they do have some slots to fill. Like Kevin Gonzalez is now with the Houston Astros organization after a stellar career behind the plate for A&M. Rob Childress, though, likes the sophomore and the three freshmen that are battling for that catcher's job.
The sophomore is Troy Stein. He just did a great job for us last year and got some limited opportunities, had a good summer, and just got great leadership qualities as a right-handed hitter. And then the three freshmen, we've got a young man named Mitchell Now, out of Klein High School, and was part of two state tournament runs and for them, and can really hit. He's a good receiver, very accurate thrower. Then we've got a young man named Daniel Mingden out of Westside High School. That's a very special player. I mean, he can really catch and throw as good arm as anybody we've had in a long time. And, you know, he's very good on the mound as well. I mean, he's going to probably have a chance to be our closer. He's got a power arm, and his arm action, you know, when he's on the mound, turns into that of a pitcher. And behind the plate, he can really shorten it up. And he's very, very strong-arm kid. And then the last guy is Cole Langford out of Houston Lamar High School. He's a left-handed hitter. He's a great kid. He's gotten better and better behind the plate, but the one thing he brings is a special left-handed bat. He's got a chance to hit and hit for power.
That's your look at sports. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com.